Weather experts draw a new picture of a legendary storm on the Great Lakes. I'm Richard Hoops for Earthwatch Radio. In November 1975, a powerful weather system swept across Lake Superior and slammed broadside into a 700-foot ore carrier known as the Edmund Fitzgerald. The ship disappeared, and so did its crew of 29 sailors. The storm is a Great Lakes legend, but the scientific description of it was incomplete. Researchers with the National Weather Service now have a more thorough picture of the storm after feeding information from 1975 into a computer that's used to predict weather today. Tom Hultquist ran the study of the Lake Superior storm. He says it shows the Edmund Fitzgerald at the very center of a fierce weather system on the evening of November 10th.
There were very likely sustained winds in excess of 50 knots with gusts that were probably hurricane force, along with wave heights in excess of 25 feet that were essentially at their worst right around that time, right around 7 p.m. that evening, right around when the Fitzgerald was lost.
Hultquist works for the Weather Service at an office in Marquette, Michigan. He and his colleagues issue forecasts that cover conditions on Lake Superior today.
A lot of our staff in the National Weather Service moves around from different parts of the country and don't necessarily have any familiarity with forecasting on the Great Lakes until they come here. So I thought it would be interesting to take a very significant historical event and really be able to present to some of the folks here a good example of how severe and life-threatening the conditions can be on the lakes so that they really can appreciate the value of their forecasts.
The report on the 1975 storm was published earlier this year in the Bulletin of the American Meteorological Society. Earthwatch Radio is a service of the Sea Grant Program at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.